Hey, welcome back and thanks for tuning in. I just want to read a psalm over us and do a declarative prayer as we are reading the psalm. And what I really just want to do is encourage us. Many of us are so fearful because of the times that we're living in, and specifically fearful about spiritual warfare. And there are varying opinions about spiritual warfare, ranging from does it exist, is it real, to I don't have to do it, to I don't want to do it, to anything in between all those things, and so on and so forth, all the way to you have people who want to war every day because there's a demon around every corner. And what I simply want to say to those of you who are on the other end of the spectrum, who are in fear of taking your God-given and rightful call and task to dismantle and disempower darkness, I want to encourage you that God is with you, and I want to encourage you that you've been called for this hour and for this time to engage and see what Yeshua is doing. That's it. Spiritual warfare is bred from seeing and hearing what Yeshua is doing around the throne. In fact, everything is. So if we can just get a glimpse of that, if we can just get up and rise up high in the spirit and see what Yeshua is praying and what he's wanting to do in Jesus' name, we can engage as he's commissioning and calling us forth to do so. I want to cover you though in Jesus' name. I set a blood covering over you, the listeners who are in the house of God, and everything is attached and associated to you in Jesus' name. Psalm 144, the Passion Translation. This is a cry from David asking for God to rescue him as he stood before Goliath. You see, a lot of people think that David just did the act that he did and Goliath was slayed. But in the time space that occurred, there was a moment, according to Psalm 144, that an open heaven, an intimacy through interaction of David with his God, Yahweh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, that he had in his spirit man. He might have even said it out loud, we don't know. But in his spirit man, I firmly believe David interacted with the Spirit of God. Oh God, you and only you can do this. Only you can do this. I call upon your sovereign power and I hide myself in the shadow and protection of your strength. And this is the result of that moment. Verse 1, there's only one strong, safe, and secure place for me. It's in God alone who gives me strength for the battle. He's my shelter of love and my fortress of faith, who wraps himself around me as a secure shield. I hide myself in this one who subdues enemies before me. Lord, what is it all about us that you would even notice us? Why do you even bother with us? For man is nothing but a faint whisper, a mere breath. We spend our days like nothing more than a passing shadow. Step down from heaven, Lord, and come down. Make the mountains melt at your touch. Loose your fiery lightning flashes and scatter your enemies. Overthrow them with your terrifying judgments. Reach down from your heavens and rescue me from this hell and deliver me from these dark powers. They speak nothing but lies. Their words are pure deceit. Nothing they can say can ever be trusted. My God, I will sing a brand new song. The harp inside my heart will make music to you. There it is right there. The harp inside my heart. My spirit man is interfacing and speaking with you right now. It's crying out, but it is such a melodic cry, and I will praise you. Verse 10, I will sing of you, the one who gives victory to kings, the one who rescues David, your loving servant, from the fatal sword. I decree right now, according to Psalm 144, verse 10, that kings have authority and victory to be rescued and win the war for this season. And the kings I am talking about are the kings of the Lord God Almighty. The priests, the priestly ministry under the order of Melchizedek, the sons and daughters released and commissioned into the earth according to Revelation 5 as kings and priests. He has given us a surety, an assurance, a surety of victory. Verse 11, deliver me and save me from these dark powers who speak nothing but lies. Their words are pure deceit, and you can't trust anything they say. Deliver us, then our homes will be happy. Our sons will grow up as strong, sturdy men. Our daughters with graceful beauty, royally fashioned as for a palace. Our barns will be filled to the brim, overflowing with the fruits of harvest. Our fields will be full of sheep and cattle, too many to count. And our livestock will not miscarry their young. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach within our walls. What bliss we experience when these blessings fall. The people who love and serve our God will be happy indeed. That's it. You want a spiritual warfare encouragement? You want a spiritual warfare tool? It's written all in Scripture. You don't have to do anything specific or special. It's written throughout Scripture. Use the Word of God as a sword and send it forth. Amen. Send the Word of God forth. It is the sword that will tear and rip and sever and cut anything. It also will protect and save and deliver and rescue us. You are safe in His arms. I decree it in the name of Jesus. Rise up, warriors. Your time is now.